Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chav Vav in Maseches Gittin, is the 1,253rd daf in Shas. We're going to pick up with the Mishnah, seven lines from the top, HaKosev Toivsei Gittin. We're going to be discussing the halachos of Ksivas Haget and Lishma, and we're going to be introduced to a very important concept that we've briefly made reference to, and now we will elaborate on in more detail. And that is the tofes and the toref of the get. Even in modern Hebrew today, a tofes, as used in modern Hebrew, means a form. I say even because once upon a time, a tofes haget are all of those things that are uniformed in all get. So today, when you fill out a form, you fill out the tofes. The tofes is the standard form, and you fill in the personal information. So too, when it comes to a get, there's the tofes, there's the standard form, in which the standard language of divorce is used, v'shafkis, upartris, utruchis, yisichi, lichi, ant, insi, etc., etc., where you have the standard description that they are getting divorced. Tiavin Rashon, Vishal Tobin Avshechei, Lemahach, Lisnabs, Spa, Lechol Gever, where he says you're divorced and you can get married to every man. I was reading the language at the end of the Rush where he has a get. Of course, it could be found, the get that we use and its language could be found, its language in the Shulchan Aruch. So, our Mishnah and Gemara is going to discuss the halachos of the tofes haget not being required to be written lishma, while the toref being the names, the place, and the time, those all have to be written lishma. And really, almost our entire daf will discuss that and its relationship to the machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir of Eide Chasima and Eide Mesira Karsi. Zok de Eilige Mishnah. HaKosev Tovsei Gittin Tzorach Shiniach Mokom Ha'ish U'Mokom Isha U'Mokom Hazman. The get needs to have place for the name of the man, the name of the woman, and place for the date. Now we're going to see a date is a chiyuv midrabanan that we already made reference to on daf yud zayin. Makom ha'isha, makom ha'isha, makom ha'isha, makom ha'isha is daraisa, but nevertheless our Mishnah groups them together. Shtari milva, when it comes to documents that relate to loans, sarach shiniach makom ha'malve, makom ha'lova, you need to leave names for the lender and the borrower. Malva is the one who lends, Lova is the one who borrows. Mekom Amos, how much money it was, of course. Mekom Azman, and the, again, place for the date. Shtari Mekach, if they are, it's not a loan, but rather it's a sale. Tzar Shiniach Mekom Alokeach, Mekom Amocher, place for the name of the purchaser as well as the seller. Mekom Amos, how much money it was. Mekom Asada, where the field is. Mekom Azman, and place for the date. Mipnei hatakana. This requirement of leaving space for these things is due to a takana. Rashi points out that the Gemara, of course, is going to ask, what exactly are we referring to when we say mipnei hatakana? There are many, many different things that we left over space for in the above-mentioned documents. What exactly were we referring to when we said we leave over space for that? What's that? Mipnei hatakana. Rabbi Yehuda Pesel Bekul, Rabbi Yehuda says all of the above are possible. Rabbi Yehuda says that even the tefes has to be written lishma. It's not enough to leave over space for the names and then write the names and the zman lishma. Everything needs to be written lishma. Rabbi Lazar Machshir Bekulon, Rabbi Lazar allows for all of the above things to be written with a tofes shelo lishma, as long as the tarif is written lishma. Chutz migitei nashim, the exception is gitei nashim shnemer v'chasav la lishma. The get needs to be written lishma. Amar v'yud amar shmol tzarek shiniach af makom hareyat muteres l'chaladim. Not only do you need these above things, but also you need the lashon of harei him muteres l'chaladim. Rashi says that this is also the ikar of the get. That's where the message of the divorce is sent. V'rebe lazarhi. And this Mishnah will be going according to Rabbi Lazar. The Amar Eide Mesira Karsi. Rabbi Lazar holds that number one, we say Eide Mesira Karsi. Number two, Uba'inan Ksiva Lishma. And he also needs Ksiva Lishma. Now, the relationship between Eidim Masira Karsi. And the Ksiva specifically has to be Lishma. Of course, relates to each other because Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer argue, what does the Torah mean when it says V'chasav La? Is V'chasav referring to the Chasimas or is it referring to the Ksiva? Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that the get is defined by the Eide Chasima. And therefore, V'chasav La refers to Eide Chasima and the Eide Chasima are Kores. Rabbi Lazar is of the opinion, Eide Mesira Karsi, that the Eide Mesira are what creates the break for the get. And the Chasav La is not requiring Chasimas on the get, but rather the Chasav La is referring the simple meaning of the Pasuk as the Ksiva itself, the writing of the Toref of the get itself. That, Chazal Darshan, the Chasav La, everybody agrees, is Lushma. However, the question is, what's V'chasav La referring to? So says the Gemara, our Mishnah is following Rabbi Lazar, who says, Eidim Mesira Karsi, Uba'inan Ksiv L'Shma, Utsricha, and we need all of the above explanations. Explains Rashi, Utsricha, 10 lines before the wide, Utsrich L'Shmuel, Lukma L'Hani Tlas Stamik L'Rabbi Lazar. Shmuel, who was just mentioned above, said that you need to leave over Harei Mutaris L'Chaladam, and our Mishnah is following the Shita of Rabbi Lazar. And we need all of the above cases to be explained as going to Rabbi Lazar. D'yashmin hach kemaisa. If we would only mention the first case. Now here we need to explain what first case we're talking about. The Gemara here, Chavava Med Aleph, is doing an amazing chazara on the last 7-8 dapim. Let's turn back and remind ourselves to the Mishnayis on Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis and Chaf Gimel. Time after time after time, starting from Chaf Aleph on the Beis, we've had cases of Mishnayis which are specifically following the Shita of Rabbi Lazar, and we have Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel often making the point that we're following the Shita of Rabbi Lazar. For example, on Chaf Aleph on the Beis, we had the halacha of Ein Chosvim B'Mechuber L'Karka, that the get can't be written B'Mechuber, and take a look at the opening lines of the Gemara, Chaf Aleph on the Beis. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says we're going according to Rabbi Lazar, who says you need Ksiv L'Shma. If you take a look as well in the Mishnah on Chaf Beis on the Beis and the Gemara Chaf Gimel Med Aleph, we'll see the same thing about the Mishnah Kol Ksherin Lichtov Es HaGet. So our Gemara points out that the three Mishnayis on Chaf Aleph on the Beis, Chaf Beis on the Beis, and even Chaf Gimel on Aleph, excuse me, our Mishnah on Chaf Vav on Aleph, our Mishnah on Chaf Vav on Aleph, all of them, we need Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel to point out that we're following the Shita of Rabbi Lazar. Utsricha, Diyashmin, and Hach Kamaisa, if we would only have learned the first case. We need all instances where Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says Allah, that we're following Rabbi Lazar. So what's that first case? Chaf Aleph on the Beis, the case of Mechuber. The Yashmin HaKamaisa by Hihu Duk Melur Kurab Lazar, Diktani Ein Kaisvi. The halacha is that you can't write on Mechuber because the Ksiva is halachically significant, according to Rabbi Lazar, and you need to have both the Ksiva and the Nesina without a hefsik of it being cut off from the ground, as we discuss on Chaf Aleph on the Beis. Diktani ain't kaisvin, uktani ksavo. It says that you can't write it, and we also learned, though, that bidyeved, if you write it on mechuber, then it's going to be kosher. And over there, Rashi explains, the Gemara answers and says that there's a gzera of tofes atu torif. Aval seifa diktani she'en kiyum ageda lebechosamov. But on Chaf Beis on the Beis, where the Mishnah says that everybody could write a get, she'en kiyum get ella bichosamav, I would say, wait a second, Ema Rabbi Meiri, Damer de Chasima Karsi. As we discussed, the simple reading of that Mishnah is we're following Rabbi Meir. So comes along again, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and needs to explain how to reread the Mishnah. So there, we would say, without that chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, even though Chaf Aleph on the Beis was following Rabbi Lazar, the simple pshat of Chaf Beis on the Beis is like Rabbi Meir. So we need Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel there. V'yash mina b'ahi ahi nami ikaluk malor Rabbi Lazar, ki Rabbi Lazar. Once we have that explanation of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that makes sense, as the Gemara explained over there. Aval ha, But over here, in our case, did the Seifa Rebbe Lazar have? We do mention Rebbe Lazar, but only in the Seifa. So I might have thought Hakov Kosev Tovse Gittin doesn't work according to Rebbe Lazar. That Seifa Rebbe Lazar have it, Reish Lav Rebbe Lazar. And we would explain according to Rebbe Meir, Tzricha. So we need all three cases. Rashi explains that in truth, this Havamina, without asking as a question, Rashi explains that this Havamina is a little bit hard to understand. If it will be following Rebbe Meir, why would you need to leave over place of the Tovsei Gittin for the names, if the names don't have to be done Lishma? Rashi explains that there are two Chidushim over here in our Mishnah and Gemara. Number one is that you need to write the Tovsei Gittin to leave over the names. That could be understood even according to Rebbe Meir. Because at the end of the day, you might want to have a requirement that the husband not fill in the names of his him and his wife until he's sure he wants to divorce her. Otherwise, we have a concern of ketata. This is an idea that will be explained on Amud Beis. However, once Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel comes along and says, not only do you need to leave out space for the names, but you also need to leave out space for Arei Muteres L'Chol Adam, then clearly we're working within Shitas Rebbe Lazar, as Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel suggested. The Gemara now goes to the next part of the Mishnah that we left off as a question mark, and that is, when the Mishnah says four lines from the end, Mipnei HaTakana, due to the Takana, we said, we need to leave over place for different things in different cases of shtaros. What exactly is the takana? What are we referring to? My takana, says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yonasan mipnei takanas sofer. The reason why we allow the teifes, that's the form again, to be written, even though we don't have the toref, the shemos, why do we allow that? Why don't we make a gzera? As the Gemara later on is going to say, we make a gzera teifes atu teref. That's due to takana sofer. Verba lazarhi. And we're following Shita Rebbe Lazar, the Amar Edim Mesir Karsi, who says that the reason why you don't have the ability to write all the information beforehand is you, the Sofrim, is because of the requirement of Lishma. Ubedinu dafilu tofes namilo lichtov. And really, according to this logic, even the tofes shouldn't be written. Umishum takana Sofrim shor rabbanan. However, due to the takana of the rabban of the Sofrim having the appropriate documents available. Could you imagine if every time you needed to fill out a form in the bank, they had to rewrite the toface at that moment? So too, in other words, write a toface for you to fill in. Of course, that doesn't expedite the process. Even before the advent of photocopies and so on and so forth, the Sofrim could be prepared. They could have a basic get ready, and then write in the names. But if you're going to require them to write from the Tofes from the beginning, then the Sofrim are going to have a lot of backlog of work. They're going to have to wait for people to come in. So therefore, they were Matir Lichtov, the Tofes, Shalol Lishma. Mishum Takana Sofrim, Shor Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda Paisel Bekulam, but Rabbi Yehuda says, Paisel Gazru Tofes Atu Tarif. Number one, he makes a gzeira of Tofes Atu Tarif when we have Rabbi Yehuda's concluding line saying it's possible. As well as Gazru Shtaros Atu Gittin, he made a gzeira of Shtaros that you've got to do the Shtaros. If we're going to allow people to write Shtare Mamon Shlolishma, they'll come to write Get Shlolishma. Rabbi Eliezer Machshe Bekulin Chutz Megitei Nashim. Rabbi Eliezer is Mekel. He says we don't make the gzeira of Shar Shtaros Atu Gittin. Other monetary shtaros could be written shalol lishma. However, of course, chutz megitei nashim that according to Rabbi Eliezer need to be written lishma. And tofes atu toref gozar. Rabbi Eliezer will disagree with the Tanakama, and he will say, as the Gemara concludes over here, that we make a gzeira of tofes atu toref when it comes to Gite Nashim, and therefore you cannot write the Tofes Gitin beforehand. However, Shtaros Atu Gitin Logazrinim by Mamanos, it will be acceptable. The Mishnah had said, as we continue two lines from the bottom of Chavim Vav Amid Aleph, the Mishnah had said, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'kasav La Lishma, that the Halacha is that Gite Nashim need to be written Lishma. Says the Gemara, But as you explained, Rabbi Elazar is machmir on the tofes as well. V'haki ksiv la atayrif hu dechsiv. Law goes on the Torah. So how could we quote that pasuk as saying that the tofes also needs to be written in Lishma, because it says v'kasav law. But v'kasav law is only referring to the Torah. Rashi explains the reason why we assume that the pasuk is only referring to the Torah is because it's v'kasav law sefer krisus. And the krisus is the actual names and the words Harat Mutaris al-Khaladim, as Rav Yehuda Mishmuel explained, the first line in the Gemara. It says, Gemara, Ela Eima Mishum Shenema V'Kasav La Lishma. Rather, what the Mishnah means to say, since the Pasuk says on the Torif Lishma, we're Machmir on the Tofes as a Gzeira. Asks the Gemara, Kasha de Rabbi Lazar de Rabbi Lazar. Wait a second, you've been making believe in the last few lines that Rabbi Lazar is in disagreement with the Tanna Kamma. But didn't we say upstairs that the Reisha is following within the Shita of Rabbi Lazar that the Ksiva needs to be Lishma and therefore the Toref needs to be Lishma? But the Mishnah also said the Tofes does not need to be Lishma. Now in the Sefer we're saying, according to Rabbi Lazar, there's a Gzeira. The Tofes also needs to be written Lishma. And for Dei Gemara, in the top line of Chavav and Beis, Trei Tanoim Rabbi Lazar. There are two Tanoim that we're arguing with in Rabbi Lazar. Do we make a Gzeira of Tofes Atu Tarif or not? Reb Shapsi says in the name of Chizkia that there's another explanation of Mipnei HaTakana. So we're going back to the Gemara's question of seven lines from the bottom, Mai Takana. So says Reb Shapsi, name of Chizkia, the Takana is Mishum Ktata. Let's take a look at Rashi. Mishum Ktata, Mipnei HaTakana, Diktani. This that we learn, that halacha changes due to the concern of a particular Takana, Lav HaTera the Tofes Kai. We're not explaining why you could write the Tofes beforehand. The reason why you need to leave the name has nothing to do with the requirement of Lishma. And the Gemara continues, V'Rabbi Meiri. We're following the Shita of Rabbi Meir, and therefore there's no need for the Ksiva to be Lishma. So why could you only write the Tofes HaGet? Why can't the Sofer even write the Toref HaGet if there's no requirement of Lishma the Ksiva only on the Chasima? Rabbi Meiri, Damar Edi Chasima Karsi. We're following the Shita of Rabbi Meir, but nevertheless there's a Takana of Kitata. The Takana of Kitata, the Gemara spells out, Ubedinu dafilu tarif nami lichtov. Really, you could have gotten away with writing the tarif. Vizimnin de shamas lay the sulfur de kakasiv. The shama lay the sulfur. A person will hear a sulfur that's writing. Visavra, and he will think, iu ka'amarle, she will hear a sulfur writing, and it's going to say, Yosef ben Shimon with Leah bas Rachel. Now, Leah bas Rachel, who's married to Yosef ben Shimon, might hear the sofer writing her name. And Vahavale Ktata Badai, then a machlokis will break out between them. In other words, they'll end up fighting due to it. She's going to think that the man is talking about divorcing her. Rav Chisda Amar Avim Mishum Takanas Agunas. Rav Chisda says it's based on a Takanas Agunas. The Gemara will go on to explain what exactly this Takana Sagunos is with the following background. Amri lo Rabbi Meir, va'amri lo Rabbi Elazar. Some say that when you explain that this Takana as being Takana Sagunos, it's working within Rabbi Meir. Others say it's working within Rabbi Elazar. Amri lo Rabbi Meir, again, we haven't yet explained what Takana Sagunos are. Domer Eide Chasir Makarsi. Takanas Agunas will assume, like Rabbi Meir, that Eide Chasima Karsi, Ubedinu dafilu Torf Nami Lichtov, and really, you should have to write the Toref Lishma, you could write the Toref even Shelo Lishma, because we're following Rabbi Meir, who says that the Chasimos have to be Lishma, not the Ksiva. However, Vizimin Davilek Tota Bada, that we're concerned that there was going to be a fight between them, Virasach Allah, Vizarik Leinala Uma Again. If he's going to have a get ready, explains Rashi, he's going to easily get divorced, you know, in the smallest of thing. He's upset, he loses control, and then, before long, they're not going to believe it, and they're going to realize that they were divorced. And she's going to be an aguna without a baal. I was speaking to a fellow who was rushed into a marriage, and he says, all of a sudden he woke up, and he, before he realized it, he was married with a kid. That's also not good. Chazal were very, very careful that everything should be done methodically and in a thought-out way. That doesn't say anything about how people should meet, but just that everything should be done in a thought-out and methodical way. Amar Rabbi Lazar, the Amar Eidi Masiri Karsi, Ubedinu Dafilu Teifes Nami Lo Lichtov. Or you could explain Takanas Agunas, Mepnei HaTakana, that we're following Rabbi Lazar, who says Eidi Masiri Karsi, and if that would be so, then really the Teifes should not be written prior as well. Presumably, because of the Gzeira of Teifes Atu Tarif. However, Vizimnin de Boy Lemezlum Dinas Hayam. What if the husband wants to travel away? V'lo ashkech safra, and he can't find the sofer. V'shavak lo, and he will leave his wife, who really he's planning to divorce anyhow. U'ma'agen emosef lo, and then she'll also stay in a state of iguna. I want to make, I think, an important point over here, is that we see that Chazal refer to a woman as an aguna in two different ways. Number one is if he throws her out too fast, and number two is if he doesn't divorce her when she should be already divorced. And as we mentioned in the past, 90, 95, 99% of the takanas of Chazal are there on behalf of the woman to protect her from a man that would not treat her well. We learned in our Mishnah Mekom HaZman that you also need over to leave over the place of the time. In other words, the date of when the get was written for their divorce. We learned that this halacha applies whether the guy is and girl is getting divorced after nisuin, which of course is when he takes her into her house, or from erisin, which is when he says arei mekudeshesli. Bishlem min nisuin. I can understand from Sun Bain Lamandar Mishum Batsachos and Bain Lamandar Mishum Piri. Let us remind ourselves of why the Gemara says that you need to write Zman, why the Mishnah said that you need to have Zman in a get. On Daf Yud Zayin, we learned that there are two requirements. Number one, if the man is married to his niece and his niece is Mezane, he might write a later date into the get to protect her from a chiyuv misa if she was mezaneh. Hence, the halacha requires the sofer to immediately write the date of the ksivas haget and gerushin. Or else, it has to do with peros, to know when the baal is allowed to eat from the fruits of her nichsei mulug, and when it's prohibited from when they've been divorced. Says the Gemara, if we're talking about a divorce from nisuin, that makes sense both in terms of basachos and puri. Elamina erison, but if they're getting divorced from erison, bishlam malamandam mishum basachoso, if it's a concern that the woman will have been mezane and the husband will try to protect her, so then that znus is the same isur from erison as well as from nisuin, and therefore then it would make sense to require zman in both cases. Elamandam mishum piri, but if the concern is that the husband, we need to know from when he's allowed to eat the peros, so that arusa mi isle piri. The halacha is that a husband only eats from the peros of the nichse melug, then he only eats from the time of nisuin. So it could very well be that our Mishnah seems to corroborate the position of mishum basachoso as described on Daf Yud Zayin, the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Amar Rav Amram Hamilsa Shamis Mine Deula. We heard a answer from Ula. Rav Amram says, "The Amar Mishum Takanis Vlad." That he said the reason why you need to have the zman is not because of the above mentioned reasons, but rather due to something called you need to have the zman in the get, particularly even from Erisin. Rashi adds, due to Takana's Vlad. V'lo yadana maimu. We didn't know what this was. Given the shemisi la desanya. But then we understood when we heard a brisa. Ha'imer kisvu get la rusasi l'kishech nasena. Hagarshena ain't a get. If someone writes, starts preparing a wacko, before he gets married, he prepares a get, and he says that when I'm going to get married, then give the get. So, the guy is wacko. The Torah says he's supposed to be normal. Not only is he supposed to be normal, it's even a worse Iser D'Oraisa to be torturous to somebody. But why exactly does this get not work outside of the most important klal b'Torah, v'haftorecha kamocha? V'amar Ula, and Ula explained the reason why the get doesn't work. It's eino get. Matam, gzeira shemayomu gita kodem levara. We have a concern that a man is going to divorce a woman with an old get. And the get is going to have a writing that's even before her child that's born. So therefore, a get yashan is possible due to the chash of Gita Kodem Leba. Hachanami, gzera shemi yomru, Gita Kodem Livna. So too over here, we have the chash of Gita Kodem Livna. That's why, even when it comes to Erisin, we don't allow a get without his man, because we're afraid that he's going to decide to divorce her when she's an Arusa. And the Sofer is going to write a get for a woman who's Arusa. And then he's only going to divorce her after Nisuin, explains Rashi, and she's going to get pregnant and have a child, and he's going to make the child look like a mamzer. So again, we're protecting the woman, Kedarkoi Raboisenu, Kederech Raboisenu, Zatzab. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rav Abba Bar Shila, Amar Rav Amnuna Saba, Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Amar Rav. Halacha ke Rebbe Lazar. The halacha is that we pass him like Rebbe Lazar in the Sefer HaMishnah, that Tov Segitin are possible if they're not written Lishma. Kari Rav Allah de Rebbe Lazar, Tuvina de Chakima. Rav, due to the fact that Rebbe Lazar made this Gzera, called him the happiest and the best of the Chachamim, because they were mechavein to Amita Shoteira. Vafil b'shar shtaris nami. And the same halacha would apply in regards to shar shtaros. And we follow the shita of Rebbe Lazar, who's cholek on Rebbe Yehuda, who's matir tov se shtaros, to be written beforehand. We don't make a gzera of shar shtaros atu gittin. Fafil shar shtaros nami, v'amar apapi mishmei derava, haya sharta didayne. Sharta didayne is a kium shtar. We've spoken about in the past that if there is a shtar, midrabanan, that says that Ruvein owes Shimon money, midrabanan, that shtar needs to be verified. So that's a sharta didayne. D'michtave mikmei delisadi, sadech simis yidayu, psule. We learned, this is a Gemara in Ksubis Anaf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara there says that a Kiyum Hashtar has to be written in a particular way. It has to be written after the Edom testify on the Shtar. Alma Mechzi Keshikra. And the reason that it has to be written afterwards is because if the Dayanim are going to start writing about it before they've actually heard about it, even though they haven't signed yet on the dotted line, it looks bad. People are going to say, wait a second, these Dayanim aren't chas v'chalila, not too straight. So therefore, says the Gemara, Hayashar den michtava mikmeid l'sadi sadi 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 p'tzula, am mechzi keshikra. Hachanami mechzi keshikra. So why over here are we not concerned that if you write tofes gittin, that it should be mechzi keshikra? Didn't we paskin the asharta the dayna? We have the chash of mechzi keshikra. Says the Gemara, v'lesa. We don't paskin like this shita of Rav Papi in the name of Rava in regards to Kiyum Shtaros. Why? Damer of Nachman, Omer Ayur Meir, Afil Betzo Ba'ashma, Chosmo V'nasla Kosher. That Allah is, according to Rabbi Meir, that you're allowed to use a get that was written Shalolishma entirely. Afilu Rabbanan, and even the Rabbanan lo poligala the Rabbi Meir, el begite nashim beinim ksivu lishma. Avol shar shtaros lo, but shar shtaros we're not concerned a mechzi keshikra, and therefore tov se gitin could be written even if it came from the garbage. So there's no problem to take out the bank form that when you go to the bank and you see that there's no one who has, even if it's a shtar, no one who has
extra form, but you find one in the bin, in such a case, there's no problem to fill it out. It goes so far that you could even reuse a shtar. If Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and the loan was written for $100 from 2 years ago, and then Reuven decides to borrow money from Shimon again, and Shimon decides to lend him again, they could use the exact same shtar, mi'ikur dedina. However, you don't do that, shekvar nimchol shibuda, because of the concern of shibudim. Those lands that were on lien from the previous loan are no longer on lien. And therefore, you can't reuse the shtar. Taima d'nimchol shibuda. The only concern is nimchol shibuda. Amishum shikra loy chai shinan. But when it comes to the chshash and mechzi keshikra, we don't have that concern. So certainly, we pask in that the tofes shar shtaros could be written in advance, and the Gemara would seem to indicate that even by kium shtaros midrabanan, we'd be makel as well, because by shar shtaros, we're not machmir about mechzi keshikra. That would be an interesting question that the Rishonim get involved with. Why? Why is it that we're not makbid on mechzi keshikra when it comes to shtar shtaros, particularly in writing the tofes in advance? By the way, that's the halacha. Bezus Hashem Yisbarach, we've done Daf Chavav. We saw in our Mishnah, we've done in Daf Yomi style. Doesn't mean that we're really done. We saw in our Mishnah that Tovsei Gittin could be written according to the Tanakhama. We paskin like Rebbe Lazar, who says that even the Tovsei Gittin needs to be written in advance because Xerah of Tovsei Atu Toref. We saw that the requirement of Lashmar requires not only the name of the man and the woman and the Zman, as mentioned in our Mishnah, to be written in, left open, to be written in advance, but even the statement of Hare at Muteres Lichol Adam. We pointed out that all of the Mishnayos, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, Chaf Vav, are explained according to Rabbi Eliezer, and there's a Chidush in every single one of them. We also saw that there is, at times, according to some opinions, a Gzeira of Tofes Atutaref, when it comes to get, and according to some opinions, we don't paskin that way, that the get, the shtar, has to be written at the moment that the malva wants to lend to lova. The sofrim cannot, because of a gzeira of shar shtaros atu getin. We don't paskin that way due to takonas hasofrim. How far takonas sofrim goes, that on behalf of the sofrim, we allow them to have the prototypes, the tofes, already ready in advance, that is a discussion. We also saw in our Gemara that the requirement that the get and the shtar not be written in advance could also be explained according to Rebbe Meir due to ktata or takanas agunos. And the Gemara explained ktata means that the husband will, the woman will hear that her husband wants to divorce her, and that will cause machlokas. Or takanas agunos will be that the husband immediately will either divorce her on whim or leave her stuck. And we pointed out that both of those things are called iguna. Maybe bizocha that we not know any igun, both for all women benos Yisrael, as well as our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it should be one of chibur, as in this week's parsha, chibur with the midas harachmim of yudke vavke, not only a relationship of dai, which is shakai, but a relationship of midas harachmim, and may we know no igun. This Be'ez HaShem concludes Daf Chavav in Maseches Gittin.